Bonini confirmed internal poll numbers showing 46% of those surveyed supporting Democrat and current U.S. Representative John Carney, while 25% back Bonini. He says he hasn't made any decision one way or the other about dropping his campaign, but notes that he's meeting with supporters to chart a final course, with another office potentially in the mix. Bonini's campaign manager, Emily Taylor, also recently resigned, leaving him without anyone to head his efforts to grab Delaware's highest elected office.
I guess we're sort of in between right now. Emily left and she had better opportunities, which is nothing to do with the campaign or anything like that. She got better opportunities. But we have not, at this point, hired a replacement, but we're absolutely in the process of interviewing folks.
State GOP Chair Charlie Copeland says he hadn't seen the polling numbers, but when he heard them, he said,
then he ought to get out there and work. He ought to get out there and campaign.
It's not news that Republicans face a steep deficit in registered voters compared to Democrats in Delaware, and Copeland says it especially shouldn't be a surprise for candidates.
If you want to run for an office, you run for the office. And if you don't want to run for the office, then don't run for the office. If you're looking for excuses to run or not run, you probably shouldn't run for the office.
Should Bonini drop out of the race, retired state trooper Lacey Lafferty would be the lone candidate seeking the GOP nomination for governor. Bonini says he will make a decision about the future of his campaign in the next couple of weeks. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.